Put your hand in. Is the water warm enough? Good. We're going to have a nice warm bath where you sit between my legs, my arms around you, and I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to wash your body and it's going to smell nice and you're going to feel loved and taken care of and all that good stuff because you've done a lot for me recently and I don't want you to experience subdrop or think I am actually meaning any of the stuff I say in the bedroom because I don't. It's just stuff in the heat of the moment that gets us both riled up. I know the logical side of you knows this and totally understands it, but the emotional side doesn't, and that's the side that normally wins. That's why I'm doing this. I'm not sure if you've ever been in a dom sub relationship or even explored this kind of dynamic, but what we are doing is called aftercare. Taking care of you like this is just as much for you as it is for me, okay? That's my good pet. Now I'm going to get in first, and then you are going to get in. Now come right here, between my legs. There's a gap that looks like it is about your size. Maybe you should fill it. How's the water? Not too hot, right? That's good to hear. I made sure to light a vanilla candle. It's sitting over there on the counter. I wasn't sure what smell you liked the best, so I figured I would go with something that is safe and kind of neutral. I mean, who doesn't like vanilla? I also made sure to use a purple bath bomb. I've always liked that the bath bomb itself, it turns the water purple, and then it feels like a lake out of an anime or a movie or something. You have done so good for me recently. I know I have just kind of sprung my kinkier side onto you, but you seem to be enjoying it. If you don't like it, you would tell me, right? I want to make sure you aren't just doing this for me because I enjoy it. I don't need kink to get off. I would be perfectly fine with going back to vanilla if that is what you wanted. That makes me really happy to hear. I know it can get a little intense sometimes, and that's why I wanted to do this. Also, it's kind of part of your Christmas gift. I know we're actually spending the holidays together, and it's kind of wild. I didn't think that we would be doing this. It's like we're a real couple. But thank you. Thank you for letting me take care of you and let you know how amazing you are and give your muscles a little bit of a break. We don't have to be sexual every time one of us or both of us is naked. We can just enjoy each other's company in a bath like this. Let me wash away all your worries, my dear. Let me take care of you how you deserve. I have this fancy soap that I use because my skin is so sensitive. It has cocoa butter in it too, so it smells really good. Though, I'm not sure what cocoa butter is. And hear me out. I thought, in order to have butter, you needed to have some kind of a dairy product that you churned. I always picture an Amish person doing that for some reason. Or that one Eurovision performance where they had the sexy milkmaids churning butter on stage. It was one of the Nordic countries. They were blonde and they had braids. Maybe Sweden? I don't know. I don't remember which one it was. It was so long ago. Anyways, not important. I didn't think that cocoa could make butter, though. It makes chocolate, I know that much, but, like, cocoa itself is really bitter, And then we just add a ton of milk and sugar to it, and it makes it sweet for chocolate. Stretch forward for me. I need to get your back. What was I talking about again? Not important. While I get your back, why don't you splash some water on your front so that you can get all the soap off of you? I'm looking at your back and seeing some of the marks I left on it earlier. Is it bad to say that I like you a little marked up? If someone went to sleep with you, they would see that you're mine. That someone has already had you. I mean, come on. With a face like yours and a body like this, it would be crazy to think you aren't fucking. You have it all. You are funny and smart and nice. You've got an attractive face and hot body. You are the full package, my dear. And since we started banging, you've even become kinkier. That's always a plus. I know some people would be put off that you're submissive. They would probably think that it clashes with your personality, but in reality, it makes a lot of sense to me. You just want to turn off your brain, follow instructions, and be taken care of by someone who cares a lot about you, right? It makes complete sense to me. People think I'm a sub when they meet me because I like to give and please. But whenever I try to sub, it doesn't feel right. Maybe I just haven't found the right dominant yet, but I really, really don't think that's it. I think because I have such a naturally shy personality that allowing myself to be dominant gives me an outlet. It allows me to be confident. I get to have someone do what I say and they don't question me. It is absolutely liberating. Dunk your back for me, sweetheart. Get all the soap bubbles off yourself. Very good. Look at you. All clean and nice smelling. You're doing so good for me, my dear. I know it's a little hard for you to let your guard down like this. It's really hard for you to let someone else take care of you, but that's okay. You're doing amazing. Relaxing into me like this, leaning on me, letting me wash you. Such a sweet little pet for me, aren't you? Just a quick little side kiss, that's all. We aren't doing anything else right now, no. We're just enjoying each other's company as vanilla wafts in the air. What is your favorite scent, by the way? I love that smell, too. I'll make sure to get a candle in that and keep it around the house for when you come over. Before you do it, don't think anything of it. I know scents can be really calming to people, and it will probably make you feel good to be able to have a candle burning that you love. You are one of the kindest people I've ever met. You've done so many amazing things, and you're going to do so many more. I know it. I've known you since we were kids, and even though you weren't sure what you wanted to do, hell, I don't know if you're sure what you want to do now, but I've always known you were going to do great things. Once you get passionate about something, there's absolutely no stopping you. Kind of like a moving train on the tracks. It's one of the things I admire most about you. How you never fail to impress me. Every single day that I get to spend with you is a good day. Even if bad shit happens, it's not a bad day. It can't be a bad day when you're around. You are so important. There are so many people that are grateful to have you in their life, me included. You deserve happiness. You deserve someone being gentle to you. You deserve to be taken care of. Whatever I say in a scene, you know it's not real. It's just a fantasy to get off to. This, what we're doing right now, this is how I truly feel about you. You are one of the best people I have ever met. Genuinely. I don't know where I would be without you. You have gotten me through some of my toughest moments. You have always been there for me, whether I want actual solutions or just want someone to complain to. You are so damn wonderful, sweethearts. And I am confident that you don't hear that enough. So I'll say it again. You are wonderful. You are important. I am so grateful to have you in my life. Enjoying how your legs look under the purple water? No, don't be embarrassed. You're allowed. I'm not going to stop you. I think it's cute. Water is so pretty when it's blue, but I like it better when it's purple. Plus, the balm I used, it was supposed to be moisturizing, so when we get out of the tub, we should both be extra soft. Oh, and if you want, after we get out, I can put lotion on you if you want. I don't know if you would prefer to do it yourself, or skip it altogether, or have me help, but whatever you want to do, I'm cool with it. I just thought I would offer the option. I know personally I lotion twice a day, but not everyone has dry skin like me. And I just like how soft it makes me feel. Every time someone touches me, they always make a comment about how soft I am, and it makes me feel really good. I know that's a weird thing, but I think it's nice. It's kind of like, I'm the person with soft skin. How are you feeling, sweetheart? Thank you for answering my question honestly. You're doing so good for me, sweetheart. You're melting into my touch. You're relaxing. You're not thinking about anything stressful, like how today was Christmas. If you were a cat, you would probably be purring, wouldn't you? That's okay. That's more than okay. It's a good thing. Actually, I think it might be better than good. It's great. You don't have to worry or stress. All you have to do is relax. I'm right here, my dear. I will take care of you and I will protect you. Just don't fall asleep on me. Wouldn't want you to close your eyes and start to sink into the water. So if you start to get sleepy, just let me know and I'll help you out, okay? I already put some pajamas in and a blanket also in the dryer before I started the bath. That way, you have something nice and warm to put on. Though, if you prefer, I do have a big t-shirt that you could wear that smells like me, but it's not the one in the dryer. Which one would you prefer? The warm one, or the one that smells like me? Then that is the one you shall have. Nothing is too good for you. You deserve the best. And if I can give you what you want, then I'm going to give it to you. Obviously, I can't do something like, I don't know, buy you a new house. But I can just hold you against me in the warmth of the purple water. Though it's starting to get a little chilly. There is a blizzard outside. I was trying to fight it, but I think that we might need to get out soon. You know, if the water is getting this cold this fast. Oh, I know. You don't want to leave. It'll be okay. I'm not going anywhere. We can just move to the couch or the bed or even the floor. and I can hold you just like this if you want, or you can lay your head on my chest or thighs, or I can be your big spoon. Whatever you want, sweetheart, okay? That's a good pet. So sweet for me, so perfect. You know, it's kind of funny. I am so grateful that you sent me that rescue text a few days ago. If you hadn't, then we wouldn't have had moments like this. I know that this is going to be a core memory for me. Not even the scene had this much of an impact on me. I think just holding you, having some non-sexual intimacy, if that makes sense, it's really important. And I get to see you in such an emotionally raw state, and I get to take care of you. It's nice that you're allowing me to see you in such a vulnerable state, allowing me to help you feel better and take care of you. You're making me so fucking proud, sweetheart. I know that this doesn't come easy to you, but you're doing great, and you're trying, and that's what counts. You're doing your best, and I'm so proud of you. I don't want you to ever handle Sub Drop alone, because you're not alone. You have me, and I'll give you whatever you need to the best of my ability. You are such a wonderful person, and you deserve that. Oh, sweetheart, you're starting to shiver. Here, why don't we get out of the tub and get the warm blankets I mentioned earlier? I'll still hold you, and we can spend some quality time together. You can show me TikToks, and I can show you funny tweets or something like that. Just dumb, mindless fun that we can both enjoy while cuddling. Would you like that, my dear? Sounds like a plan, but you need to move first. I know. I'm so mean. Come on, up and at 'em. I'm right behind you, don't worry. Gosh, you're so cute. Alright, stay right in here while it's still sort of warm. I'm going to go get the stuff from the dryer so you don't have to be cold. Don't move a muscle.